May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm going to read a few verses from the Old Testament and then a few verses from the New Testament. That's an angel connecting with us. This is as the people of God were approaching the Red Sea and the Egyptians were in pursuit. Verse 10 of Exodus 14. And as Pharaoh drew near, the sons of Israel looked, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. And they became very frightened, so the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, "Is it because there were no graves in Egypt that you've taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us in this way, bringing us out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we spoke to you in Egypt, saying, 'Leave us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians'? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." And Moses said to the people, "Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will see no more forever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent." And the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward, and as for you, lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the sons of Israel shall go through the midst of the sea on the dry land. But as for me, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, so they will go in after them. And I will be honored through my Pharaoh and all of his army, through his chariots, his horsemen. And then the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord, when I am honored through Pharaoh, through his chariots and his horsemen. And the angel of the Lord will be going before the camp of Israel, moved and went before them. And the pillar of the cloud moved before them and stood behind them." So it came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel, and there was the cloud along with the darkness, yet it gave light as night. Thus the one did not come near the other all night long. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea was swept back by strong east wind all night, and the sons of Israel passed through. Whenever you see in the Old Testament Moses' life, when he uses the staff, the rod, it's referred to as the rod of God, it's his expression of faith. The rod represents faith. This is what 1 Corinthians 10 said. Something the Lord spoke to me about in this story. "For I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea." You know, I've often thought about, why does he say that they were baptized into Moses? You know, the word baptized just means to place into or to dip into. It means identification. We're told in Galatians chapter 3 that we've been baptized into Christ. Now, what that means, we talk a lot about believers as Christ being in us, but we know he's in us because we're in him, and we're baptized into him. He's not baptized into us. We're placed into his life and into his story. That's the Christian life. That's what was accomplished at the cross, that we've been placed into, we've been included into him and his story. We're identified with him. And if you look at that story that we just read from Genesis 14, all the people were frightened. But Moses alone said, "The Lord's going to do this. God's going to deliver us. You just stand in station. You don't have to do anything to help. God's going to do it. He's going to fight this battle for you." So Moses stretched out his hand with the rod of God, and he believed. And what Moses believed, the people of Israel got to experience. They were identified with him. They were baptized into Moses. Moses crossing the Red Sea was their crossing the Red Sea. They were placed into his life. And what he believed for, they would get to experience. And that was their story, even throughout the wilderness. When they would rebel and murmur and complain, when they'd repent, and once again surrender to what Moses believed, they got to experience. That's a powerful thing. They were identified with Moses' life and Moses' story and Moses' faith. We've said this before, throughout the New Testament, it talks about living by the faith of God. The great gospel declaration in Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ, I no longer live, but Christ who lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We've been saying recently, as we've looked into the book of Galatians, that the best explanation for this moment, description of grace or the gospel, because it's the gospel of grace, is that because of the finished work of Christ, we've been included into the life that Jesus lives and the favor that he lives under. That's what it means to be baptized into Christ. That's what it meant to be baptized into Moses. They were included into his life and his story and the favor that he lived under, and they got to experience everything he had faith for. Okay? You and I get to experience everything that Jesus has faith for. We've been so identified with his life because of the finished work of the cross. Our inclusion into his life story, and the favor that he lives under. That brings mighty expansion to me. And I was praying for certain things this morning, and the Lord was showing me this. I was just saying, Lord, that I want to dare to believe what he believes. That I get to experience in this particular situation or this situation what he has faith for. No matter what my eyes may see or what I might feel or what others may tell me, I get to experience what Jesus believes for. I've been baptized into him. Now, that may sound just exactly what I've been saying all along, but for some reason, it tweaks a little bit. It means something more to me. It's not just Jesus is saying to me, I've got faith for this. Everything he has faith for. If I'll just trust that, everything he has faith for, I get to experience. And so whenever you're thinking about circumstances and situations that are going on, what is it that you think he has faith for in that? That's what you get to experience because you're identified with him. You don't have to muster it up. What did he tell them? He said, and he told them that again in the Valley of Baraka in 2 Chronicles 20 when they're facing three opposing armies. He said, stand and station yourself and see the salvation of God on your behalf. I don't need your help. Take your position of rest and confidence. And watch God do it. You can rest in what God has faith for in this situation. I can rest in what Jesus has faith for. That's what it means to live under the favor that he lives under. Everything he has faith for, you get to experience. They escaped because they were tied to Moses. They got out of Egypt because Moses got out of Egypt. I'm free from the power of sin because he's free from the power of sin. I can do all things through Christ, in Christ, because he strengthens me. Everything he has faith for, I can now start praying in agreement with that. because I get to experience what he has faith for. I don't have to work that up. It's his life I get to enjoy. It's his relationship with the Father. It's the favor that he lives under. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.